Now that little preload, let me render a little myth for you. This is an old Bronze Age myth which has come down in three separate traditions in three different ways. The first version I want to give you is from the Brihadaranyaka Upanishad 1.4. And this is from about the 9th century BC. And it runs like this. In the beginning, of course there was no beginning, because the beginning is a time word. I mean, as soon as you start with talking about mythology, you must not take the terms concretely. That's the mistake of the whole Judeo-Christian tradition. All you have to do is reread these things as poems, and they are luminous. But read them as newspaper reports by reporters who were there, and it doesn't work. So, in the beginning, there was no beginning, there was nothing but the self. And the self, at a moment that was no moment, said, I. Aham, ego. Point one. As this is the coming to consciousness of the consciousness of oneself. As soon as it thought I, it had fear. I, fear. Then it reasoned. Now, this wasn't very complicated reasoning. This is the first attempt at reasoning. The reasoning was, since there is nothing else in the world, what do I have to be afraid of? That eliminated the fear. And no sooner was the fear eliminated than it had desire. I wish there were another. Well, in that state of being, a wish is as good as a fact. The being swelled, the split in half, and voila, there were two. And each united with other and produced something. And then she, the feminine one, said, how can he unite with me who am of his own substance? And she turned herself into a cow, he into a bull, event, she into a donkey, he into a jackass, another event, she a mare, he a horse, and so on, down to the ants. And then that which had originally said I looked around and said, this world is I. I have poured it forth. Srishti is the Sanskrit. Poured forth this universe. Story number one. Of about the same date is Genesis 2. Here was this little chap who God had made to tend a garden. Well, that's a dreary job, and he was lonesome. So God fashioned a lot of animals and brought them to him for his naming, and well, he could name them, but what else could he do with them? And God finally thought of something else. So he put this lonesome one to sleep and drew forth what Joyce has called the cutlet-sized consort. Then he looked and he said, well, at last, you know. And now look what happened here. We have the same splitting in two, only what is split in two is not the deity himself, but the creature of the deity, and God's outside of this little event. And so he stays outside, and the whole calamity and everything else of history goes on over here with him observing.